Who's enjoyed the service so far? What a great job our team have done this morning so far as well. But this morning I'm here to tell you that, as you've already heard, he is alive. Why are you looking in the tomb? We've got the PowerPoint for this. Why are you looking in the tomb for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He has risen from the dead. You know, the women had come to embalm the body of Jesus, but the stone had been rolled away and they could not find Jesus. Two men appeared before them from heaven asking, "Why are you so surprised?" The original meaning of the word alive means alive. Jesus is alive. But we find it really hard to comprehend at times. And Luke is informing us that it was impossible for death to keep its hold on the Son of the living God. It was on this day that gave meaning to the cross of Christ. It is the reason the disciples changed their Sabbath day to the first day of the week in remembrance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the meaning of the cross and the play that you heard, it takes away our sin. And the Bible says, as we've heard already this morning, that God demonstrates his love to us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. All of us has fallen short of the glory of God, but all of us, through what Christ has done on the cross, has opportunity to receive him and be free for the rest of our lives from the guilt, the sin, and all those things that hold us. God sent his Son to die on the cross. What an incredible thing. He so loved the world that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible speaks the truth about the life Jesus desires us all to have. The life he is talking about is because today Jesus rose from the dead. I'm so glad we're able to celebrate Easter Sunday on Easter Sunday, because today Jesus rose from the dead. He said it was finished, just as it was prophesied. Centuries prior to the event, it was prophesied. Isaiah prophesied about it. Moses prophesied about it. And today we see that Jesus, and we recognize that Jesus has set us free because he's alive. There were these two guys walking along the road to Emmaus. They were quite good friends and enjoyed Jesus' teaching. There they are walking along the road, and they're talking about the events that had been 3 days past now. And they were saying things like this: "What do you make of the empty tomb?" They were going, and what about that angel? The women had said that there was an angel. And how could the stone, that was a large boulder. How could it have been rolled away? And just then, without them knowing it, Jesus comes and joins them on the road and asks them, "What are you so concerned about? What is troubling you?" And they said, "Don't you know what has happened in these last days? Jesus, he was a prophet. We loved his teaching. And yet he was died on the cross. But then 3 days ago, we heard that the stone had been rolled away and they can't find his body. He was a highly regarded man. We actually thought that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And some of the disciples are actually saying that he's alive. He's not in the tomb. And just then, they'd reached the place where they were going, and it was almost dark, and they were so warmed by the presence of Jesus, but they didn't realize it yet. They invited him in for a meal. And Jesus and the two men went into the house, and then Jesus actually became the host. And as he broke bread with them, as he fellowshipped with them, as he enjoyed company with them, because Jesus was the Son of Man. He knows everything that is going on about us. And that is why he came in humankind, because he was the Son of God, known as the Son of Man. And there in that room, suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized that it was Jesus himself. Jesus responded to them, "Why do you find it so hard to believe in the Bible? The prophets have talked about it. Moses has talked about it. Why he would suffer and then rise again." And at this point, their eyes were completely opened to what God had done for them. Jesus died and rose again on the third day. And everybody who accepts that Jesus has died for them will receive the same life that Jesus had displayed on this day. That we do not have to die, we can live with Jesus for the rest of our days. You cannot have a proper relationship, because that's really what Jesus came for. You cannot have a proper relationship with a dead person. Which is why the Bible says, at that moment, their eyes were opened. And they did not want the men to leave them because their hearts were strangely warmed. Their lives had been enriched because they were in the presence of God. And Jesus revealed himself to the two men. And he's here to reveal himself in a little while to every person that may not know Jesus as Lord of their life. He has come to set your life free, for your eyes to be opened, to see the King of Kings. Even Pilate recognized it, that he was indeed King of the Jews. And the cross represents the sin and suffering every man experiences in a lifetime. I don't know about you, but I suffer sometimes in life. Is anyone out there like me? There are things that I wish I could solve, but I'm so glad that I have someone that comes alongside and helps me through every time of my life. He became one of us, a representative of mankind, in order for each of us to have our eyes opened. Jesus died on the cross to completely take away your dead life. The cross is vacant, the tomb is empty. In the very last words of Jesus, he said these words to one of the criminals on the cross. "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." And for every person here, today you can be with Jesus in paradise. You know, this is one of the last things Jesus said. It is a universal feature of human societies that there are hierarchies. There are always those at the top who, by heredity, brutality, or just skillfully playing the system, are successors. And at the bottom, way, way below them, those who have failed. And one of the many humiliations poured out on Jesus at the cross is that he is crucified with two failures, two criminals who have committed the serious offense of rebelling against Roman rule, one on either side of him. It is a calculated insult on the part of the Roman authorities, on the religious leaders, to place Jesus in the middle of these two bottom of the rung people. He thinks he's King of the Jews, does he? And the crowd around the cross is contemptuous of Jesus. They're mocking and jeering. One of the criminals also joins in the jeering, but the other rebukes him, saying, "We are getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then, in an extraordinary statement, he says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." What the authorities had meant for disaster, God turned into triumph. The cross is a place of triumph. It's a place of victory. It's a place of forgiveness of sins. It's a place of total restoration. It's a place where God says, you are set free. What a gracious God we serve. Jesus turns to the criminal and makes the wonderful promise, today you will be with me in paradise. We see the authority in this statement. The truth, Jesus says, you can rely on because I said it. Because what I say comes to pass. These are not the wishful kind of words you would hear in hospital wards. Such as, don't worry, you'll soon be out of here. It is the most solemn and trustworthy of all promises. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Today, you will have relationship with me. And at the cross, Jesus becomes the ultimate victim. Suffering in the place of people. And although he loses almost everything on the cross, he retains his authority. He remains the Lord, and as such, he is able to make promises. What a great promise it is to be in paradise with God. This word is borrowed from the Persians. Its meaning is gardens or park, and literally could be referred to as the Garden of Eden. So what Jesus is saying is, I solemnly promise you that this very day you will be in the Garden of Eden with me. What better words could anyone hear? What comfort, what hope, what security in these words? And just as Jesus showed the two men on the road to Emmaus that he wanted relationship with them, so too his desire is for every person to walk with him in this life and in his garden in the life to come. God has come to join with you in life and to help you lead your life. If I could have Yana come, please. You know, Jesus walked with them. Is Jesus walking with you today? Is Jesus in relationship with you? Jesus wants to walk with you through your life. Jesus wants us to be like him. What? Me be like Jesus? Yes. You and I can be like Jesus the moment we accept him into our life. We have the authority, we have the power of heaven itself because he created us to be incredible when we have a relationship with him. Miracles can happen in your life because of what Jesus has done on the cross. He's risen from the dead. It's not a dead religion, it's alive. Why don't we stand to our feet for a moment? Bow our heads. Will you today open your eyes to the possibilities of what Jesus has done on the cross for you? Will you enter into a relationship with the living God today? With every head bowed and every eye closed. You see, someone who is dead is cold. But Jesus is alive and he's warm because he wants to have relationship with you. He's alive. The lifeblood is flowing through him. He has come to set your life on the right path. He has come regardless of whether you think you're a good person. You still need a relationship with him because you know as well as I do that every person cannot make every decision the right decision. But God has come to set you and I free. Don't lose this opportunity today. Jesus has risen from the dead. And before we leave this auditorium in just a few minutes' time, will you allow Jesus to be ruler of your life? He is able to have the authority in your life. He is able to lead your life. Jesus came to set you and I free. He demonstrated it on the cross. We bury our sin and we come alive to the things of God. That's what happened on the road to Emmaus. Suddenly their eyes were opened. Will you open your eyes up to what God has already done for you today? Jesus wants to walk with you today. Jesus wants to be your friend today. Don't let this opportunity pass this morning. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to count to three. I'm going to count to three. You don't have to. I'm sure you already know how to. I'm going to count to three. And after that, I'm going to ask you to pop up your hand. And I'll see it. No one else is looking. And then you can pop it down again. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today, make it your day. Let me see your hand in a little while. Today, if you're backslidden, you're away from God, you may be religious, you may even go to church, but you don't have a relationship, you don't have a physical relationship with God, make it your day today. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I no longer want to have head knowledge. I want to be in relationship with you. Maybe today you're not sure that you are going to heaven. Don't leave this place. You can be in paradise simply by raising your hand and saying, that's me. Please pray for me, Pastor Nigel. So if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're away from God and you need to come back in a right relationship with Him today, if you're not sure you're going to heaven, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it and you can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you, I see your hand. Anyone else this morning? Thank you, I see your hand. Anyone else this morning? Don't leave this place. God is calling you in a relationship with Him. He wants to walk with you. Anyone else this morning? Looking to my right, your left. Anyone else here today? Say, that's me. I need to be in right relationship with God. He is the risen God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, I see your hand. Thank you, I see your hand. Anyone else this morning? God's moving here today. Anyone else? Say, yeah, that's me. I don't want to miss anyone today. Say, yeah, I want to get right with God. I want to come into a relationship with Him for the first time. I want to walk with God. Anyone else before I draw this call to a close? And then I'm going to ask to pray with you. Anyone this morning? Thank you. Thank you. Those of you who popped up your hands, would you be so bold, please, to join me here at the front? Because I really want to pray with you this morning on this Easter Sunday. If you've come with a friend, will you ask that friend to come? Please come. Please come. All those people that pop their hands up, please come. Come on, let's give them a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pamela, God bless you. Hello, what's your name, sir? David. Nice to meet you. How did you get here today, David? You drove here. How did you find out about us? You live nearby and you saw the sign? Fantastic. Welcome. Great. Great to have David, isn't it, guys? Fantastic. Hi, Pamela. It's great to have you back again. Awesome. There was other people. I know there was. I just wanted to give this an opportunity. Welcome back, Lorraine. Let's give Lorraine a hand this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Last opportunity. Is there anyone else? Sure, there were some other hands. That's okay. But we want to pray. Thank you, God. Will you join with me in a prayer this morning? Accept Jesus as Lord of your life. Why don't we pray together this prayer? Let's repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came and died on the cross for me. Come on, church, let's join in with this prayer. I thank you, Father, that you sent your Son for me. I receive of what you've done for me on the cross. I turn away from my sin and I turn back to you. The old is gone. The new has come. Thank you for your leadership in my life. I receive it all. Everything you have for me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, David, Pamela, Lorraine. Awesome.